Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration, love, healing, magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
All right. Welcome to another exciting edition of your favorite psychic show. I am your co-host. My name, Lawrence A. Birch, of course. Thank you very much for coming out on a Friday and joining us here. Thank you. Yeah. And we are so blessed to be joined by my co-host, the psychic to the stars, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Yay.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Please, have a seat.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I am well, thank you. I am well.
Very good.
What's going on?
Well, what is going on? Not a heck of a lot, but bits and pieces are falling into place. So
yeah,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What bits and what pieces?
Well, let's see. So, you know, I have this garden up here that I do with my mom. So I finally finally got going on that. I think I talked to you about that a little bit earlier in the week. I got some stuff planted, but it's been raining so much that it's been challenging to find time between the weather. And but I did get in my peppers, hot peppers as well as sweet peppers. And I got in a bunch of cucumbers, and I've got tomatoes ready to go in. Need to get some more basil. Got some squash, summer squash, winter squash, tomatoes. So everything's on deck, and we're just waiting to see if it's going to be sunny for about 2 or 3 hours so I don't get waterlogged. Yeah. So that's one of the small things. How are things going down in La La Land for you?
So when you said peppers, do you mean chiles?
Chiles?
Si. Chiles?
Si.
Are they chiles?
Yes. Jalapeno. We got a serrano. Anaheimo. Let's see. Oh, habanero. I noticed
those are
everything.
Called chiles, not pepper.
Chiles. Okay.
They're chiles. Right.
Well, I stand corrected. Very good for you. You know, you can actually.
Oh.
I have a. You know, I do herbal things, and I have a tincture of. Cayenne pepper that I made from cayenne peppers that I grew up here. I had a good year once and made them up fresh, add them to alcohol. And I add that to blends that I make, not too much because I don't want to go too far into the hot zone. But when you take cayenne medicinally, it actually opens up your capillary beds. So it increases your circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Lowers your blood pressure, vitality, and other constituents help strengthen your whole cardiovascular system. And what's really interesting, it improves your body's ability to move your blood, improves your blood consistency. And believe it or not, if you end up cutting yourself, it will help stop your blood flow out of the wound, too. So it's kind of a first aid medicine. And that, you wouldn't think so, but it just improves the whole aspect of your circulatory system. So hot peppers are very healthy.
Wow.
Yeah. So eat a chili a day, keeps the doctor away kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Mancata.
How have you been? Good. I'm glad
you're
chatting.
I've been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep. Saw clients this week and had some really great readings and taught my class on Monday. And it's all good. Yeah.
Nice.
Moving forward.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 Good deal.
Yeah.
So what did you teach in your class? Anything exciting?
I didn't teach this week. Frank Falcon taught, our friend from the Crystal Cave. He taught.
Good.
And so we learned about the tarot.
Oh, yes.
So we learned about the tarot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
So we learned about the devil card and what's the one after the devil card? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good student.
Surprised.
I don't remember the other one.
I'm surprised.
The what?
You got all caught up in the devil card and that was it, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
We learned about that. So, yep. Next week is my week, so I'll be teaching next week. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, before we go to the phones, are there any announcements to make about anything? Any upcoming events?
No, I don't. No? Just teaching a class on Monday.
Okay.
Sign up through heartspace.com.
Nice.
Oh, heartspaceoc.com. And can connect with us virtually. So we do the class in person and virtually.
Very good.
Yeah.
Any upcoming psychic fairs you're going to be doing anytime soon?
Just through HeartSpace, and that is the last Saturday of the month. So that's coming up.
Okay. Well, we'll remind our listeners about that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, are you ready? Should we go to the phones? What do you think?
I'm ready.
Let's do that. Yeah. Oh, look at somebody's phone.
Oh, my goodness. We have a caller.
We do.
Answer the phone.
Okay. We got it. All right. So, this is area code 630. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Fun House with Michael Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, it's Dion.
I thought it was you.
Dion.
Oh, I accept it.
Hi, Dion.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
We're excited.
Lawrence, you're never going to believe this.
I don't believe it already. What is it?
So you're in my kitchen, like hallway. So I went to, I got invited to do a book signing for my book next month. I know, I'm so excited. And like, I did the whole display. Like, I mapped everything out. I ordered all of my supplies. And I'm like, okay, the last thing I need to do is go get an outfit. So I go to TJ Maxx, Because that's like the only store besides Target that's in my town, because I live in a small town now. And I walk in and I saw a Hello Kitty mirror. And it lights up like all the different colors. Remember how you kept saying, like, do you remember when the women were on the show and they were saying that they didn't like the walls? And I was like, yeah, and I haven't found anything for that one spot, you know, and everything. And, like, it's just been a blank spot, and I couldn't find anything for it. I saw the Hello Kitty mirror. I'm like, I got to call Lawrence and tell him. It just happened about an hour ago. I already installed it.
Nice.
But it was like that missing piece, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got asked to go to the movers, when I moved, they broke my marble dining room table. I know, it was like a tragedy. But anyway, I was driving down the road. Mm-hmm. It is a tragedy. I got to get it fixed. He saw this truck. You know, he does granite, whatever. I called him. He came over and took a look at it. And he was like, you got to come out with us. You know, so he invited me to go out with them, I guess his friends or whatever, tomorrow night. Because I haven't gone out. My social life has been hurting. And, you know, I'm tired of just like, oh, well, when I get more money or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. I just feel like I feel more aligned. Like, I'm not so much waiting for, like, money to come in or whatever. It's just, like, I decided to just be happy and live my life and enjoy the life that I have right now, which I don't know, for some reason I haven't allowed myself to be in that place, just because I'm like, well, no matter how hard I try, I still can't, you know, I'm not getting ahead, but I'm not super far behind either. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's all great stuff. I'm so happy to hear that.
Thanks. I feel like things are, you know, taking a turn for the better. Like, you know, especially like getting the offer to do the book signing. That was huge.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm sure you're going to get some really good contacts out of that, and that'll lead to more and more, and you'll be on your way. That's pretty fun. Where's the book signing? Is it in your town or is it close by? Where are you going to go to do that?
It is in my town. It's at the library.
Okay.
I got really lucky that I got invited to do that, because it's like a big deal. Especially like here in this town. It's like a big deal, you know? So like I did it right, you know? Like I ordered flyers. I ordered a sign. I, you know, mapped out my whole display, you know, and like, you know, because I have to represent properly, you know.
Of course. Yeah. Well, really good. Well, let us know how that goes. And I'm excited you're not taking your social interactions for granted, anymore. So that's good. Well, that'll be fun. Go out and I'm definitely covetous of your Hello Kitty mirror. That sounds helpful. Yeah.
I put it on my credit card. I'm like, you know what? It'll just, the universe will pay for it. It was meant for me to have, and I just wanted to call and let you know that, like, I was excited, and now you're in my hallway. How are you doing? How's everybody over there doing?
That's too funny. Well, you know, Michael and I seem to be doing all right. You know, things are what they are. There's always change happening, but sort of like you, we're just moving forward and making the best of everything that's available. So my one of my cousins who lives down south is going to come up next week, and he and I and my my mom are going to go out to dinner. So that'll be good. Good to see family. So. Summer's almost here, so that's exciting. You know, there's all sorts of stuff going on. So, yeah, things are pretty good. I can't speak completely for Michael. He probably has some tidbits to share, but I think we're both doing pretty well. So, yeah.
Good. Michael, how's your dog?
Mm-hmm.
He's good, thank you. Little Poppy. He's wonderful. He's sweet. We're still getting used to each other, but yeah, I'm blessed to have him in my life. Thank you for asking about him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lawrence showed me his Hello Kitty mirror. He has a really nice one.
I'm telling you, it lights up always different colors, and it is connected to the Bluetooth, so it has like the motion with the music. I mean, it's really a piece of art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm just really so in awe. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I was too when I saw it in his house. I was in awe of his Hello Kitty mirror. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's unusual. Uh-huh.
Do you remember the show that you had with the women?
The sisters.
The ladies.
The Solace Sisters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just felt like that energy was still, like, with me all this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kept thinking about that show and what they kept telling me about my apartment. And then I feel like every time I went shopping, nothing really aligned with what they were saying. I got the orange light with what Lawrence was saying, but I still felt like I was missing something. And so, like, I don't know, I just feel like it finally just came to pass just today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some
well,
things that make us happy, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
Every time you interact with that Hello Kitty mirror, you're just going to, you know, light up, literally. So, I think that
right.
was definitely
I mean,
big. Mm-hmm.
Aren't mirrors portals to the other side?
It certainly can be, yeah. They definitely can be, yeah. They're also really good ways to work with information. You can do what's called scrying with mirrors. You know, the whole thing with Snow White. That's a type of scrying. You know, with a nasty old stepmother would look in and ask who is the fairest of them all. She got all sorts of information from her mirror, so. So, yeah, you can work with them on all sorts of levels, not just as decoration. Powerful things. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, of course you got a Hello Kitty mirror, right? I mean, you wouldn't just settle for some kind of ordinary mirror. You had to get something that really matched who you are as a person. So, totally fits.
I know. When I had it in my cart. And this lady walks up to me, and she's like, are you really going to buy that? I'm like, I have to. I'm like, they told me to come here and get it. I never go to TJ Maxx. Never. Not really. I've been there, like, maybe one time. I've lived here six, seven months. Been there one time. And then I woke up this morning. I'm like, go to TJ Maxx. And this guy saw me, and he goes, it came in yesterday. He goes, you got to grab it, otherwise it'll be gone. I'm like, I'm not letting it out of my sight.
Exactly. You'd have to wrestle some little kid for it, and that would be ugly. So you did the right thing.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, okay. Dion, it's so great to hear from you. I'm so glad that things are going good. Let us know how the book signing goes. I think that's going to be really fun.
It is going to be fun. Thank you. I will let you know. It's next month. I just, you know. Have to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go around town and pass out my flyers. They ordered 200 flyers, and I'm going to go down to the shop, and I'm going to ask them if they'll tape them in their windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's smart.
Good for you.
Are you going to go to your hairdressers ahead of time so you get all fancied up for your fans?
I should get my hair cut. You're right. I just haven't because of my neck problem, but I can.
Well,
I will get my hair cut.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Well, you want to look your best. You know, people are going to want to take photos with you and, you know, all that business. So definitely bling it up.
I'm going to stream it live on TikTok, and I'm going to stream it live on Facebook too.
Good.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like what you're doing. Yeah, we're very proud of you. Yeah.
Thank you. Good for you, Dan. Hey, Lawrence, are you still doing hair? Lawrence used to do hair, too. Are you still doing hair?
Well, you know, my clippers broke when I was trimming Boppy. So I don't know if you remember that, but when I gave him the lion mane cut, you know, so he looks like a lion for the summer. So you owe me a new pair. So you have to send that to me. Okay.
Okay. I'll be sure to get that to you right away.
Okay, good. You should. Very good.
Well, let us know how it goes, okay, Dion? Keep coming back and letting us know.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great show.
We love you too, Dion. Take care.
Always good to hear from you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye for now. All right. Well, she's doing well. That was lovely to hear. Happy that things are looking up for her.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty. Wow. That's pretty exciting. Maybe I have a Pokemon mirror we could for you. Would you like a Pokemon mirror? I think you could do that.
No, Pikachu. I never liked Pokemon.
No?
No, I know. Boring. Sad.
Maybe a speed race mirror or something like that. Something exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure something out. All right. Well, are you ready to go to the phones again? I think there's another caller.
Oh, there's another caller. Let's do it.
There is. All right. All right. This is area code.
Wow.
26. Yeah, this is area code 267. Let's see what they have to say. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence and Michael. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Jessica from Pennsylvania. What part of Pennsylvania?
Hi, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Right by the New Jersey border.
Okay.
Oh,
but not
okay.
Not too close to New Jersey. You're still totally in Pennsylvania. You don't want to get too close to New Jersey. Good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I used to live in Jersey.
I know. Look what happened.
Back up, sir.
Yeah, well, we want to visit New Jersey. We don't want to stay in New Jersey for too long. You never know what will happen in New Jersey. Well, good. Well, what can we do for you, Jessica? Jessica is my sister's name, so I'll definitely remember your name. That should be easy.
I'm wondering what you guys are getting as far as my living situation, just like a little background information. My lease was up May 1st, and so I moved out, and I've been bouncing around from, like, campground to, like, hotel to motel, and I'm, like, in a steady hotel slash, it's a kind of a motel, I guess, right now, but, and I've been doing a lot of clearing work, a lot of forgiveness work, I've been looking for a place, there's not that much stuff on the market, and I just got back into, like, the whole law of attraction, like, Abraham Hicks thing, which usually produces pretty well for me and quickly. But I'm just wondering as far as like what happens is since I've been bouncing around so much, like there's like some money fears that come up and it's like maybe just go get an apartment or just look for a job so they can verify my income because a lot of people are asking that these apartment complexes. So I'm just kind of get like turned all around and I'm wondering if I should, I kind of give it a couple of days of like, you know, I was like speaking very positive again, doing like the Abraham Hicks, like the rampage stuff for like 3 days. And I was like, okay, let me see what happens by Friday. I'm going to just keep it up. And now I'm sort of like, it's like later at night. I really should be sleeping, but now, but I'm like sort of in a panic because I'm like, how long are we going to keep giving this like time and space to develop. So I just, not like I'm cashing out by going for an apartment. I think it's equally as hard to get an apartment as it is to get a house. And I would be much happier in a house. I don't want other people around me. So just what are you picking up around this? I mean, I'll just leave it vague.
Yeah, well, I know Michael's a big Abraham Hicks fan, so I'm sure he'll have some things to say. Did you leave your other apartment, Jessica?
Because I did. It was a half. Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. And were you living by yourself in the apartment, or?
I was. It was awesome. I had done the whole Abraham Hicks thing in order to get that house. And I manifested, I was supposed to move out of my apartment within 30 days. I manifested that on day 20. So I did it. And it was amazing. A lot of other stuff has come up for me to be healing. So, I have asked, like, so I don't know if I'm like kind of confusing it because, so I have this, I'm in this like COVID program that they pay your rent. And that sort of has like messed with my mind a little bit because some people like don't really like that. They don't want to take it or they don't like it. And they rather someone just like pay out of pocket. I mean, I think money is money. So like, what does it really matter? But it is some paperwork that they have to fill out. I'm just not sure how much more time to give this. And I know that I'm in a panic right now. So it's like, don't make any decisions when you're feeling like this, but how much longer, before, I don't know. I totally freak out. I've already been down that path. I mean, I've already been down that path. I'm just going to get up tomorrow and like speak positive again. And like, I know things are happening, but we'll just let you speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I get it. Well, you know, it's difficult. So I heard you say you're getting some assistance from a COVID program. So is that like a Section 8 kind of a thing or is, what's the arrangement?
Yeah, it's not a Section 8 thing, but like that sometimes needs to be explained to people that it's not. And like what has happened also is like during this time that I've been like bouncing around from different places, it's brought up like awarenesses about how other things in my life have been unbalanced. And one of them has been that I haven't had like, you know, regular income coming in for a while. So during this process, I started applying for jobs and rather than like really, again, just speaking positive about like my healing work and like just really amping that up, getting that going more. So I don't know if it was like, hey, you're trying to manifest like too many things, like get the house, know that you can do that, secure that, then amp up like your business. You know, they're going to be paying some month rent, so you have some leeway, then amp up the business.
I think that's probably a really good idea. You know, if you're starting to feel like, you know, whatever your usual system is to get things to happen for you in your life isn't working for you right now, it can get kind of confusing because you start looking for, you know, explanations because that's how everybody does it. You know, we don't like a vacuum. We want to fill in the blank with some kind of story, even if it's not the right one. It's better than having an unknown in there. And then, that can lead to starting to feel, what you've been expressing, which is just, starting to get anxious about stuff. So,
and also what I'll say, I'll add to that too. I'm sorry to like kind of cut you off here, but like, so I had sent out a bunch of that. I applied to a bunch of places because it seems like everybody's hiring.
Good.
And then one of the places like called me back and I went for like an initial interview and then this like girl was calling me and she just like, I was just getting like really bad. Like I just felt like it was just it was like bad energy from her. And I was like, I can't go do this job. And that was like right when I started doing like the Rampages of Abraham again, like that just very positive, like, and as soon as I started doing that, it was like my guides kept saying, no, don't, like, don't go get that job. But then that would have like, so it seems like when I'm feeling good and positive, then it's like, just go for the house, go for the house, what you want. Just keep speaking positive about your business. This is going to work. This is just keep fully commit to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just the answer. But I just, I guess like the practical me comes in and it's like, well, we're going to give it a few more days. Just keep going. Do it. Give it a few more days. But then it's like the few more days comes around. And I'm paying here where I'm staying. I'm paying. It's just like, again, like a motel room. I'm paying pretty much $2,000 a month, like out of my own savings.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hear you. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, it's difficult when you're in a transition spot, right? Because, you don't have a clear sense of what's going to happen next. And you've got, you know, multiple things happening. You know, you're looking for work. You're looking for a place. You know, this is also bringing up stuff for you that you're trying to process. So, you know, there's a lot going on with you. And I would just be, you know, really kind to yourself and, you know, try not to put yourself in a place where you're, you know, you're trying to solve everything at once. Things are going to, you know, work out the way that they are. And if you're, you know, if you're pressuring yourself to try to, you know, work through something that's been around for a while personally and that's still coming up while you're trying to do these practical things like find shelter and an income, you know, you're going to kind of work yourself up into a state where you're going to feel overwhelmed, which is, it sounds like that's part of what's happening. And that's going to affect your ability to manifest anything. So, you know, I would go back to kind of, you know, figuring out a plan that's going to do things sequentially. So it doesn't feel like you have to solve everything, you know, tonight or tomorrow. You know, you're in a place right now where you can stay. Yeah, you're paying out of your savings, but it's a roof over your head, and that's, you know, secure for the time being. So, you know, it's not a bad idea to keep looking for a place. But I'm sure part of what is going to help you find a place is to secure some kind of regular employment. And that, you know, that may take a little bit, especially if it, you know, you haven't been in the field for a while and you've kind of been doing your own thing, it sounds like. But, you know, I don't think it was the wrong thing to listen to your guides, but I also think that, you know, that does put you in the position where, like you said, you've got a practical side of you that's like, well, just take whatever comes. And then your intuitive side is like, no, it needs to be something that fits in. And, you know, that's not a new thing for you. Clearly you've been dealing with that, you know, kind of polarity for a while. So I think if you just take a step back and you take a deep breath and you just kind of calm yourself and not, you know, get caught up in what isn't happening, but stay entrenched in, you know, the positive things that are working for you, you're going to have more clarity and feel like you can accomplish the things that you need to. And they are going to happen. You know, I would give yourself some deadlines so that you have some structure to this process and you're not just kind of, you know, muddling through stuff day to day. So, you know, if it's, you know, try to have 3 interviews in the next week or two, you know, apply to so many places before the end of the month. You know, make a decision if you're going to stick with apartments or if you're going to try to get a house again. You know, whatever works for you to simplify, I think is going to be the best thing for you. But I think within, you know, before the end of the month, things are going to wrap up and you're going to feel, you know, things are going to manifest for you. You're going to find a place and you're going to find, I don't think it's going to be like a lifetime job for you, but I think it'll present itself in a way that will be acceptable, and you won't feel like, excuse me, like you did before, where you can't take that job because, you know, you had just bad feelings about it.
Which that's the thing that's like comical, because I come up with like this like practical plan,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like I can't do it. Like I try to talk myself into it, and it was mm-hmm. even like with the houses, I was like, just take anything, like just take mm-hmm. anything, because you want to be in a house. But every place
right.
I would go to over these like last 2 months, my mm-hmm. body would say no. Like, it would be like, definitely, like, no, you can't be here. So I'm like, well, you got to mm-hmm. produce something for me. You got to produce something that I would like.
Right.
And it's
right,
the same thing
right.
with the job. Like, I was 100% going to take whatever was presented to me. But then with that girl, like, it was this lady, it was like the first, it's a girl, you know, it's the first time she was calling me for this interview for like a, just like Panera Bread, you know, like one of these like whatever ridiculous, whatever, we'll just say it's just like a regular job, okay, like just to work there. She's texting me like the first time for an interview, she's like, call me ASAP. And it's like, she's like, what's going on, you don't have that, you could leave a message. It was just like right from the get-go, like these like barking mm-hmm. orders at me. I was like, we don't do the slavery thing, like I'll take this job, I'll take a job, but like you're not trying to, you know, lock me down. Like I could not do it. I could not even call her back, because I was like, I'm not touching that energy at all.
Yeah.
So it was like, well,
no,
what happened?
Okay.
I was going to take this. you know?
It's okay. No, but you know, that's part of what, you know, you have to deal with when you're working on more than just, you know, the survival level. I mean, if you were really in dire straits, you would have taken that job, but you have some resources and some ability to listen to yourself. So, you know, you made that decision, and that's okay. So I wouldn't, you know, don't second guess yourself. If this is what's coming up for you, you have to, you know, honor it. But at the same time, you know, don't let things get so far away from you that you feel like, you know, you can't take anything. You know, you have to just kind of find that middle path. I don't know. Michael, do you have anything to offer to Jessica for insight? I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, Jessica. I don't have anything new really to kind of add here, except that what I was hearing, Jessica, for you, it's, you know, sit tight, which I'm sure you are, waiting for this to unfold for you. It will happen. And it feels like it's going to kind of be, you know, right before, you know, it comes due and it needs to happen. But it's already happening. But I'm hearing, one of the things I was hearing, it's kind of like you might just have to take some job to bring in some income until, like, that job that you really want, you land that. Okay.
Right, which was exactly what I had. Mm-hmm. See, I guess what my concern is, I see in kind of sharing the conflicts that I'm having, the internal conflicts, is that my guides always have been telling me, like, wait for the house, you're going to get it. Just, and I'm on a good path now, even though I'm sounding like kind of a little bit like scattered and crazy right now. I've been really good for 3 days. Like, I've been good all along, but like now I'm in this groove of like every, like I'll constantly go out on walks and like do the rampages and I'll like the Abraham Hicks rampage, and I'll like meditate, and like my mind's on really good and I'm feeling like really happy and excited about it. So I see what my concern is that my guides keep telling me, like, go for the house, go for the job that you really want. Like, just wait, this is going to happen. Go for what you really want. Like, it's just as easy or hard to get an apartment right now as it is to get a house. So just mm-hmm. go for what you want. Same thing with, like, you know, the work you want. But that's what concerns me, is that my guides keep saying, go for it, go for it, go for it. And I'm like, well, what happens, like, if the clock is ticking, or, like, which, again, if I just went back into meditation, I think I would have been fine. I mean, I stayed up too late tonight, you know, like, that was the problem. Like, I see what triggers me. Like, if I'm not, like, really disciplined with my mind these days, or just in general, it goes on this, like, spiral. So, I mean, someone shouldn't be complaining that their guides keep telling them to go for it, that they're going to get what they want, but that's what makes me nervous.
Right. Yeah. It's a fine line to walk, and it's nerve-wracking, because there's times where, you know, I hold out and spirit says, no, wait. And you know, you see the timeline, and it's kind of like, okay, time's running out. What's going to happen? And that's part of faith, you know. But also, too, part of this is the lag time with manifesting, right? That's one of those built-in mechanisms there. It doesn't just happen immediately. And it takes a while for some people to really manifest things. So... you're in a really tough spot. But the thing I kept hearing was, if you find a job, you know, that you can start bringing in some cash, do that. You know, because one of the things I always refer to is my teacher, Master Choa. And Master Choa always told us, you know, we have to be practical as well. We have to be pragmatic, and we have to make money. We have to pay the rent. We have to pay the bills. So anyway.
I agree with that. I mean, I've been praying, like, if you're bringing me a job, let it be something I can say yes to, that I haven't worked for someone in a really long time. And any time that one of those jobs comes close, I feel like I'm going to be exhausted. I feel like I'm giving away my freedom. Like, there's all this shit that comes up for me. So it's like all these things at once. You know what I will say is that in May, when I started looking for a house, my guides kept saying I was going to get a house and I was going to get the place that I wanted. And it wasn't until I was all packed up. And I still was keeping the faith until, like, pretty much the day right before, that I had to move out. And then at the last minute, they said, okay, go get a storage space and go put your stuff in storage. And I was like, what? And then that's what started my adventure. And what I will say on the positive side of that is that even though – in a way, you could say, well, hey, they betrayed me, or you kept telling me, like, one thing and then another thing happened, is I've been fine through the whole journey. I've been taken care of. I've had money to be living different places. I've cleared a lot of, like, limiting things that I was carrying, limiting beliefs. I cleared a lot of fears. Like, I was taken care of the whole time. I think it's just that, well, I guess I started taking SCORE too soon right now. I think I should just leave it. I think maybe I should just stop talking, because I just started the Abraham Hicks appreciation thing 3 days ago, and things have been looking up. And I was not doing that this whole time. I kind of got out of that zone. And I was so much in panic during times of this last month that I was just trying to sort out what was going on, because I was bouncing around so much. So I'm just going to end it with this. I'm grateful where I'm staying now, even though it's, like, not the greatest. I do have, like, stability here, and I'm in a good town, and I think I'm just going to pick up again tomorrow. I'm going to meditate, and I'm just going to start it all over again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all the best to you, Jessica.
Things are going to work out.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for just letting me release whatever I had to. Sorry about that.
We're here.
No okay. That's okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All
I
right,
will.
Gentlemen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, see, you just have a soothing effect on people, Michael. The minute they hear your voice, they figure it out.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you.
I could tell. Yeah. Yeah. You just have to go away with people, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Please, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
Please, Jesus, help me.
Well, I think, you know.
Too funny.
Yeah, I think we've done some shows where we touched on manifestation at least once or twice, but I think people sometimes get it twisted. You know, think that, well, even if they're following, you know, the time-honored program, like what Maslow talks about, that they're just going to, you know, things are going to line up and think, you know, because that's, they're willing it, right? And,
right.
You know, I know we both know a lot of strong-willed people who are able to manifest things in their life. And, you know, from every outward appearance, it seems like things are going pretty well for them all the time. But everybody hits patches where things aren't, you know, working out, or they're not connected, or, you know, the choices that they make aren't leading to them, you know, to find the success that they were expecting. And you kind of have to, you have to be prepared for those times when, you know, you're thrown back on your resources and, you know, what are you going to do at that point? You know, that's when you obviously ask for help and you don't try to do everything by yourself. You know, and I think Jessica's issue, too, is she's been out of the workforce long enough that she's forgotten what it's like to be, you know, employed by somebody else. And I get it. That can be pretty daunting, you know, when you hear somebody, you know, be authoritarian with you. It's off-putting. But, you know, part of the process is negotiating with whoever your employer is about your working conditions and what that's going to be like. Maybe, you know, maybe that person, you know, who was talking to her over the phone or sending a text was pretty intense, but maybe they're not going to be like that, you know, once things settle down. It could have nothing to do with you is kind of what I'm getting at. And you start, you know, kind of imagining all these things that are going to be taking place, and then your mind gets, you know, starts to run away with you, and next thing you know, you're starting to have a panic attack. I kind of think some of that was what was going on with her, where, you know, because she wasn't getting the success that she was used to, that meant things weren't working, and then that meant a whole bunch of other things, and then, you know, she kind of jumped off the cliff a little bit. So that was a little bit intense.
Well,
it's tough.
It's tough.
So what's your relationship with Maslow been? I know you've talked about him before with clients, but
with who?
Worked with Abraham Maslow. Have you worked with his techniques before?
No.
Manifestation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Abraham Hicks.
Yeah,
I'm not like a huge, you know, Abraham Hicks junkie where I follow him completely. But I've incorporated some of the techniques. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, one of the people that I follow completely is my teacher, Master Choa. And one of the things he always tells us, you know, a safety net. Well, you know, I mean, there's many factors here, but you know, one of the things is he always tells us you have to give what it is you want to get. So if you want money, you have to give money. It's just the law of the universe. And but also it's about doing service and tithing. So you have to do some service too. And he says, as long as you're doing those two things, you'll be okay. But we also have to be smart as well with our money. We have to save money. We can't overspend, and, you know, just being very pragmatic about, you know, our finances. So, you know, because I remember when I first started doing this work, you know, a lot of people get very excited about the healing work, and they want to quit their jobs and just start doing healing work. And he would ask them, he's like, is the pay that you're getting from your healing work the same amount as what you are earning in a job? And they say no. And he says, then you don't quit your job.
Right.
You have to keep working until that pay is the same. And once you start bringing in that same amount of money, then you can quit your job.
Right.
You know, you have to be logical about this. And he was very logical. He was a scientist. He was a chemical engineer. And so, you know, that would guide him through all of this using those skills. And, And also, too, you know, with the law of attraction, you know, it's what's built in there is kind of a safety measure of things not manifesting quickly, right? So if we send a negative thought to somebody like, oh, I hate you, I wish you're dead, you don't want that to manifest really, right? And have these people drop dead. No, there's a, right, this built-in. Exactly. So, right, there's a safety valve built in there, so it takes a while. So anyway, there's so many factors involved in it. But, you know, it sounds like Jessica's very connected to her guides, and they're leading her, and she's hearing them, and I think it's great what she's doing. And, you know, nobody knows better than she does, and I think she should just continue to follow what her guides are telling her. But, you know, I also heard get, you know, some type of job right now until you get the one that you really want. And that's what I have to say about that.
That's what you have to say about that. Yeah. It can be, you know, it can be difficult when you feel like you have conflicting messages coming in, I'm sure. And it sounds like there's some of that, you know, going on with her, but, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think, you know, at some point, you know, you do have to be pretty practical. And, you know, I will say this too. Sometimes your guides are wrong, you know. I mean, not because they're trying to do anything malicious to you, but, you know, they are your guides. They're not infallible, and they're not perfect, and they're not trying to be. And sometimes, you know, part of what your lesson is to listen to just, you know, your own inner voice and override whatever the information is that's coming to you. You know, I know people that, you know, every other word out of their mouth is, well, you know, spirit's telling me this, or my guides are telling me that. And I'm like, do you ever think for yourself? Like, do you ever just like, oh no, you know, I have to, you know, look at my lucky astrology mood watch. And it's like, you can get too into the woo, so you don't know how to do anything practical too. And that's, you know, that's just as bad as being, you know, completely removed from any kind of intuition or spiritual assistance as well. So, you know, either extreme isn't good. So you got to find a balance. But, you know, I can only speak for myself, but my situation is I definitely consult, you know, my spirit guides and spirit, and, you know, I have my own techniques and processes that I do, but I'm not so beholden to them that there are times when I just make a decision, you know, on my own and take the consequences one way or the other. Because I think that's the other thing that can happen too. It's like, well, this didn't work out, so it's my guide's fault, you know, or it's spirit's fault. You start the blame game, and that can be another rabbit hole you travel down where you're like, you know, all this is happening to me, and now I'm a victim, and that's not healthy either. So there's definitely a balance, you know, and it can change, but, you know, manifestation is tricky because I think people look at around them and they see people who are doing well and they think, oh, they must have just, you know, hit this amazing thing and why can't I be like that? And because our culture is just so materialistic, you can start pulling yourself into thinking that, you know, all you have to do is just sit in a corner every day for an hour and boom, you're going to get, you know, your Rolls Royce or, you know, your situation or whatever is going to come to you. But the universe brings you stuff when you're ready for it, and it's got its own agenda. And when you're in alignment with it, yeah, things can look like boom, boom, boom. They're just happening, you know, in an amazing frequency. But like you were saying, more often than not, it takes time to create that. You know, the universe doesn't just show up on your doorstep with a you know, gift-wrapped box all the time and says, here it is, just because you wanted it, you know. It also has to be something that you need to have in your life if it's something that's, you know, major. So, you know, and you have to be persistent. You know, there's a lot to it, I guess is what I'm saying. But I think, you know, I think in Jessica's case, you know, she's just kind of boxed herself into a little bit of a mental and emotional corner, and she needs to kind of ground and take a step back. And hopefully once she does that, things will get clearer for her.
So, yeah. Well, that's, I've been in that, and I'm sure we all have been in that situation mm-hmm. where we're kind of backed into a corner and mm-hmm. it gets a little hairy there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, you know, at least by the end of the call, it sounded like she kind of calmed down a little bit. So all that stuff that was in her head, she got out, but. Sometimes that's what you need to do is to have a conversation so you're not just, you know, trapped with all these ideas swirling around in your brain. That can be beneficial. And that's part of our job. It's like a funhouse. We are the calm that appeases the storm going on in your psyche. That is definitely what we do. So... well, you know what, Michael? I have to tell you something.
What, sir? No, it's time. Already?
Yeah. Oh, I know. It is. Can you believe it?
Yep, I can. It goes quickly.
It does go quickly. So, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you and become your client, Michael?
They can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. How about you, Lawrence?
Nice. Well, they can call or text 541-344-7534. Operators are standing by. They can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. So, do we know what's happening next
nice.
Week, Mr. Espinoza?
No, we don't. No,
we don't.
We don't.
Okay.
No.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to come back next Friday and find out.
Yeah. And remember, everybody, all these readings are for entertainment purposes only. We're entertainers.
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
Thank goodness you remember to say that. You wouldn't want to get in trouble with legal.
Exactly.
Exactly. That could be bad. All right. Well,
all right,
sure. Everybody ready to go? Yeah. So we're going to – uh-oh. Did you fall – our program fell. Oh,
yeah.
So terrible. Well, I want to thank my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, as usual. It's always wonderful to work with you. And I appreciate you very
thank
much.
You.
So thank you for
I
coming along.
I appreciate you.
Time. I know you do.
Thank
definitely
you.
Definitely want to thank our Funhauser fans, all our lovely listeners out there in listener land. We hope you have a good rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. Have a wonderful next week. And thanks, as always, to the spirits who make everything happen. We're always in your debt. So thanks for coming into our lives and making things so much better. So,
yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Espinoza, you get to take us out. So you get the final word.
Well, thank you, everybody. We appreciate you listening. You can follow us here at blogtalkradio.com. You can also download us on Amazon, Google, Apple, and Spotify platforms. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate all of you. Have a nice evening. Au revoir.
Au revoir.